Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number 800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com for live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, and a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. First, we go to David in California. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian, Mark, hope you had a good New Year.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Been a good one out here. We keep having New Year's every time you turn around. We've had a couple of them already, so I must be about 600 years old.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you know, there's the Chinese one, there's the Buddhist one, the Jewish one. On and on. Every time you turn around, there's firecrackers. Whew, what a day. Anyway, so you know what I ostensibly wanted to talk about the big Tennessee Valley Authority dam spill up in Kingston. Are you aware of this?
I'd not heard of it, no.
Well, this happened just before Christmas. So let's see, I think it was the 22nd of December. So it was just before Christmas and essentially didn't get newspaper or television coverage like it should have.
Was this another Army Corps of Engineers project?
Well, Tennessee Valley Authority, same kind of stupid operation.
So another government dam that failed?
Yeah, and essentially what it is this is 120 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez spill of 20 years ago. So this thing has got, and it has not been declared a disaster.
It's an oil spill?
No. It's actually, I hear your music coming up.
You can come back here. We'll have you explain in moments. If it's bigger than Exxon Valdez, that was an oil spill, so I'm confused. We'll find out what this is all about here. Coming up, your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? Over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
The main sponsor of the show and the sponsor of the telephone lines are SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, they purchase charged off receivables, they do basically anything that you need done with the accounts receivable in your business. If you like what Free Talk Live's doing, you want to help companies that are support the freedom movement, SACL CAI has their banner at the top left-hand portion of freetalklive.com. You can go there and check it out. And big thanks to Jason and all the folks at SACL CAI.
All right, we continue with David in California. David, you're back on Free Talk Live. You're telling us about a spill at the Tennessee Valley Authority, as I understood it, and you were just kind of getting into the details, saying it was a much larger spill than Exxon Valdez, but that was an oil spill. What you're talking about here is water, though, right?
Well, it's actually a slurry, and let me just give you a website. You can follow along with it. If you go to Dirty Coal TVA, and TVA stands for Tennessee Valley Authority, so dirtycoaltva.blogspot.com, and they've got all sorts of movies and data and anything you'd ever want to know. You can see actual footage of the extent of the spill. What essentially it is when coal plants have got the scrubbers, scrubbers are at the top of the smokestack, and they catch the ash. And then they take these ashes and dump them out in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to keep them from flying around, they make this huge pond, and then they cover it over with water. Well, as I understand it, the TVA, TVA is huge. It takes up many states, I think from Pennsylvania down to Mississippi. And
so is this a federal program?
Yeah, it is. And
okay.
This was Woody Guthrie kind of Tennessee Valley Authority. It was supposed to help get electricity to the South, back in the 1920s and 30s and whatnot. And so the TVA had this coal-fired plant up in Kingston, Tennessee, which is kind of near Knoxville. It's north of Chattanooga, about 75 miles. And this dam that they created, it was sort of a, you know, just an earthen wall dam that was supposed to hold about 1.5 million yards. And a yard is about, I think it's just short of 202 gallons in a yard. So they took all of this ash, covered it over with water, and this was about 20 feet away from a river, which leads down to a short, I think it was the Emory River, then the short distance of the Clinch River, and then straight into the Tennessee River, which feeds into the Ohio. It goes through, it feeds the water for Chattanooga, for Huntsville, Alabama, then essentially Nashville, then it goes north to...
So they put all this ash in this one place, they covered it with water, and
then it busted open.
And so
all of this water, and it's not water at this point, it's this mush, a slurry, kind of an oatmeal of hazardous waste, and it's got mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic, and radioactive isotopes.
My goodness.
Yeah, so it's foul, and this thing was 1.2 billion gallons. So the Exxon Valdez was 10 million gallons. This was 120 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez.
And you're saying this has gotten virtually no press coverage, that it's pretty much been hush-hush in the
Absolutely. And the, I mean, there has been some coverage, but the reality is, and this is why, you know, I'm a Green Party member, because the governor of Tennessee is a Democrat. Mm-hmm. The guy has not declared it a disaster. And, you know, you can look on the Dirty Coal TVA blog spot, and you can see that this thing, based upon the size of a dump truck, you know, with the size of, you know, whether it's 2 yards or 5 yards or something, it could be up to 3 million dump truck loads full of hazardous waste.
Jeez.
That were dumped up in this river, which, you know, runs 300 miles, gives the water for Huntsville, Alabama, Chattanooga, Nashville. I mean, essentially, this is on its way to New Orleans after going to Paducah, Kentucky, and Memphis, and you know, Vicksburg and Greenville and all sorts of different places.
This happened in around Christmas time. Hasn't the fallout occurred? I mean, haven't the people that get this water been, you know, seeing things happen? I mean, what's going on? What's happening to people?
Yeah, that's the whole point. The in legal terms, for the governor to not declare it a disaster means that, and I've got a press release. If you go to, I could either email an audio file over to you, or you could go to radioforall.net, and radioforall.net, you can put audio files up there. And I've got the Tennessee EPA essentially said that they weren't going to declare it a disaster, and they figured the county could handle it. 3 million dump truck loads, you know, full of hazardous waste.
Sounds crazy.
They're saying the county can handle it. They've got these videos, the activists at Dirty Coal TVA have got these videos of people with leaf blowers, you know, and no respiration masks, you know, essentially no clothing to... you know, to just their own, you know, blue jeans and whatnot, out there with leaf blowers and rakes and shovels and earth movers and whatnot. And it's all a hokey job cleaning it up. And this thing is 120 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez.
That's an amazing story. And I am looking here. Wikipedia says the Tennessee Valley Authority is a federally owned corporation.
Oh, sure. This is one of FDR's things.
Yeah, operating income was $1.6 billion in fiscal year of 2006. Revenue was $9.1 billion. So it's like the post office, basically, the federal corporation.
Well, it's actually worse than that, because it started out as, you know, Roosevelt had one version of it, but then Nixon and Reagan have slowly but surely been privatizing it. So these guys are giving themselves like $200 million bonuses at the end of the year, but they just poisoned, you know, everything along the Tennessee River, the lower Mississippi, and the governor, by not declaring it a disaster. If you look at that blog spot, they're talking about how few air monitors, how few water monitors there are. So, you know, when you asked me a moment ago about the inability to get headlines and whatnot. Well, without the air monitoring and without the water monitoring, you know, Chattanooga has no proof that they're being poisoned. And, you know, apparently the TVA is one big, ugly corporation that everybody in the 5 or 6 state area is terrified of.
Right. And here we are with the same old situation where this is a federal government program, essentially, that even if it was a disaster, they wouldn't be liable. The directors, the board of directors, whoever it is that's in charge of this program, whoever it is that was responsible for the faulty wall or the dam or whatever it was that ended up breaking, none of these folks are going to be liable in the same way that nobody was liable from the Army Corps of Engineers when the levee broke down in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. And nobody would be liable in this case. And even if apparently, according to Wikipedia, there is a story here that says the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy is planning on suing for $165 million on behalf of the residents in the area. Even if they do get their settlement, it's going to enrich some lawyers, and the money is going to come from the taxpayers. So the taxpayers are going to be rewarding the taxpayers, and the actual individuals who caused the problem in the first place will probably not be held to any account. There will be no justice in this particular case, and that's probably one of the more tragic parts of this, is that there will be nothing to prevent this from happening again in the future. Of course, the bureaucrats will say, well, we'll make sure we do our best to prevent this from happening, but they were already doing their best, and look what occurred as a result of it. I'm glad you called tonight to share this with us, and thank you for the call, David.
Yeah, keep it.
Yep, we'll keep it up. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. What a mess. Now, does that mean that if it were being run by a completely private company that nothing awful would ever happen? No, not necessarily. And of course, we all know that private corporations also shield their principles, which is another problem as well. So, I mean, the whole idea of corporations, I think, is a bad one. More coming up. You bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.